Now the story of one woman and one baby in the Gaza Strip. Under Israeli airstrikes, which started 3 weeks ago after the Hamas attack on southern Israel, hospitals are barely running, and they're inundated with thousands of wounded and frightened people. Meanwhile, every day, women are still giving birth. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has the story of one of these births, a baby girl named Miriam. And a warning to listeners, this story has graphic content.
Raneem Hijazi was 8 months pregnant when she and her extended family, including her one-year-old son, fled their home in North Gaza and headed south. They were staying at an aunt's apartment on the fourth floor this week when, at 3 a.m., there was an Israeli airstrike, the entire family buried in the rubble. Hijazi's mother-in-law, Suha, saw her, her arms and legs trapped and mangled.
Her leg, I could see the bones, the flesh. It was dark. I didn't know what to do.
Nearby, she saw a gruesome scene. Hijazi's one-year-old, Suha's grandson, wasn't moving.
I was saying, Azuz, Azuz. His name. I held him. And I saw that his head was gone.
The young boy's father, Assad, survived the attack. He escaped mostly unharmed, but remembers looking over at his pregnant wife in that moment.
She said, "Leave me, I've lost my arms, leave me to die, my son is dead."
But they didn't leave her. Somehow, they pulled her out. An ambulance brought her to the Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, where thousands of people lined the corridors, seeking safety from the ongoing airstrikes. That's where our producer in Gaza, Anas Baba, met the family and medical staff.
It's like unbelievable. You cannot imagine how bad the situation.
Dr. Mohammed Kandil was the emergency doctor who treated the wounded Hijazi. When she came in, her legs were badly burned, her arm crushed, in need of amputation. And the baby, they had to deliver her before any other surgeries could happen.
So we have to take a hard decision, which is to deliver the baby.
So Dr. Kandil did an emergency C-section without electricity.
We have electricity shut down a few days back, and we have to work hours by mobile phone.
Cell phones illuminated the operating table while they worked.
We have no water. I don't have water to wash my hands, and this is reality.
Plus, there's no antibiotics to fight infections. And yet,
the babies are okay, thanks God.
Hijazi is still in the ICU, facing more surgeries. The doctors tell the family she needs to go to Egypt to get better care than the hospitals can give in Gaza. So far, the borders are closed. No one is getting out. But on a day with so much death, including 7 members of this family, a baby girl was born. They named her Miriam after her aunt who died in the airstrikes. Assad, who has been visiting his wife and daughter at the hospital each day, says that soon he'll be able to take baby Miriam. But not home. That's destroyed. And it's unclear what future awaits her. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Tel Aviv.